Back now with Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Luke Burbank. Look, any radio show can give you one movie critic's opinion, but here at Day to Day, we don't stop there. We give you a sampling of what a whole bunch of critics are saying about the weekend's new releases, with help from the online magazine Slate, that is. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Summary Judgment.
For those of you gifted people with psychic powers, well, you know what I'm going to say anyway. Just like Sandra Bullock in her new thriller, Premonition. Bullock plays a housewife whose husband is killed in a horrible car accident and then shows up the next day alive and kicking. Julian McMahon plays the spouse who appears to be nothing more than a corpse tease.
No, Mother, everything is not fine. Okay. Something is really, really wrong.
Okay.
He's not dead.
I sense bad reviews. Yep, that's definitely it. A dour Groundhog Day for desperate housewives, quips Newsday. The Washington Post warns, if you've seen the ads, you've seen the movie. And the Los Angeles Times sighs, a deadly bore from start to finish. Well, at least Premonition's plot is relatable. On the next Maury, husbands who won't stay dead and the women who love them. Hey, when you think of comedian Chris Rock, you immediately think of acclaimed French film director Eric Rohmer, right? Well, you should, because Rock co-writes, stars, and directs I Think I Love My Wife, an update of the 1972 Rohmer classic Chloe in the Afternoon.
People change.
You happily married?
Yeah, I'm happily married.
No, you're not. You didn't say it right.
Unfortunately, the critics sob, I think I don't love this movie. Even though the Washington Post finds it hilarious, the majority agree with the Hollywood Reporter, which moans, Rock does something entirely unexpected. He isn't funny. Okay, be warned. In honor of St. Patrick's Day, I'm getting ready to do a bad Irish accent. And for those of you hoping they made another Leprechaun horror movie, you're plain out of luck. But we do have The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Okay, I'll stop it right now. But it is a historical drama set during the Irish Civil Wars of the 1920s. Cillian Murphy and Liam Cunningham star.
Your government, which suppresses our parliament, which bans our paper, your presence here is a crime. Get out of my country.
What is your name?
Get out of my country.
The nation's critics embrace director Ken Loach's latest piece of work. The New York Daily News raves, the film has a You Are There intensity and intimacy that makes it nearly overwhelming. It's a movie of extraordinary importance. Newsday calls The Wind That Shakes the Barley a tough and beautiful film, and the New York Times advises, as alive and troubling as anything on the evening news, though far more thoughtful. Well, those strong reviews are better than a pot of gold. They'll make Ken Loach think of the top of the morning and... What? Okay. My Irish forefathers are now threatening me. I don't blame them. Well, at least I didn't mention Lucky Charms. Oh, darn it.
Mark Jordan O'Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles.